Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
You see, for me, every song is significant. And that's why it touches me. And when I remember my brokenness, all the issues, we'll come to it today, maybe. It makes a difference. So whoever you are, when I close your eyes, when I lift your hand, one another, he's alive, he's alive.
So I know that you're alive. You came to face my broken life.
And I'll sing.
And I'll sing to glorify.
Song doesn't apply to you because your life was complete. But those of us who came from somewhere, who can see what he's doing for us, I want us to, our time is almost finished. We have just a few minutes left. But just to sing this song, just one last time, two more times, that we are fixing ourselves. He came to fix our lives. Because I know.
Cause I know that you're alive.
Wait. Listen. There is something about a shout that there's a place for a soft answer. It turns away wrath. But there's a place for a shout that brings a breakthrough that a soft answer will not. And there's no point coming to church on Sunday. You came to hear a preaching. Maybe today we won't preach. I don't know. It's up to God. But there is something that you will get when you lift your voice. There is something, you see, many times what holds us back is not anything real, but it's in your mind. Satan is working on our minds. Where the Holy Spirit works, he works in the same place. And he will try and keep you back. Because if you are allowed to be what you can be, you'll be a very great person. He will tell you, you came from a small town in Ghana. Who are you? He will tell you, you're not important. When there are important people around, don't talk so. But Jesus came to lift us, to fix our broken lives. Amen. And that is why, listen, I want you to, if your neighbor is disturbing you, you're disturbing him, move away. And I want us to sing just for 5 minutes, five more minutes. Just lift your voice and just sing, Lord, I know you came to fix my broken life. I want you to lift your voice strongly, confidently, because I know.
Because I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life. And I'll sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus Christ. And I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life. And I say to glorify
bit of the chorus that says, fire, fall down. Fire. When fire comes down, it clears away all chaff. It clears away all the bola. That's why we burn bola, to remove it from existence. And when it is gone, the good things are left behind. Fire, fall down.
Fire, fall down. Fire, fall down on us, we pray. As we say to you, fire, fall down. Fire, fall down on us, we pray. You're alive, you came to fix my broken life, and I'll sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus Christ.
Cause
I know that you're alive. Fix my broken life, and I'll sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus.
Lift your hand this morning, cause I know.
Fall down on
Holy Spirit, thank you so much that you know that we are clay, mere clay, but you came to dwell with us, to fix our broken lives. And this morning, Lord, let us go out as repaired vessels to repair others. Anoint us, O God, for the task in hand. Cause us to become the very best that we can be. Bless us, every one of us, this morning. Thank you for a time of fellowship in your presence. Bless us. Send us forth in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Amen. Put your hands together. Our time is finished, but it doesn't matter. We can still preach for 5 minutes. I am sharing about what it means to be a Christian. What it means. I began, I think, 2 months ago. Is that correct? I began 2 months ago. And we have not finished yet. There's much, much more left to cover. But this morning, we are continuing. We are picking up again what it means to be. Please put on these lights on this side too. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We are continuing what it means to be a Christian, because many people claim to be Christians or say they are Christians, but there is virtually no difference between their lives and what we see in town. True or correct? It's not correct. I say it's true and correct. Yes, it's both. So we are learning what it means to become, to be. When you say you are a Christian, what does it mean? And we have gone through many, many other things, but today I want to touch on prayer. Hallelujah. I want to touch on prayer, because I wonder if it is possible to be a Christian and not pray. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I wonder if it is possible. Is it, if it is possible that you can say I'm a Christian? Okay, let's just check. Testing mic 1 2 1 2. Testing mic. Ask your neighbor, what are you? What did he say? What do you say? You are a Christian. You are a Christian. Okay, you are a Christian. Beautiful. So, prayer. If you are a Christian, do you pray? And the answer is what? Yes. Have you ever seen a Christian who says, I don't pray? Everybody says, I pray. And the question is, how much prayer do you pray? That's the question. How much prayer do you pray? Amen. When a baby is brought to the hospital, doctor, you are here. One of the first things they do is take the temperature. If not the first thing, one of the first things they do is take their temperature, because when they do that, they are trying to check for any underlying infections that are not seen. I'm almost a doctor. Oh yes, by being in church. I didn't go to medical school. I listen to preaching. I'm almost a doctor. I didn't learn this in pharmacy school. No. But you see, they are checking the temperature of the baby to see what underlying, if there's anything underneath or in the behavior. Amen. When you want to, you know, whenever you see people together, okay, you see people together, the amount of talking that they talk one to the other is a measure of the friendship that they have between them. True or not true? So when you travel on the aeroplane to anywhere, even Accra, the chairs are in pairs. When you find two friends who sit together, please bring me two chairs. Bring me two chairs. Come and put them here. Put them here. On the other side. The other side. On the other side. Yeah. Kirsten and Kayla, please come. Come in. Yeah. Come on. Bring me two more chairs. Sit down. Asha, come. And then, you know, promise, come, somebody, yeah, sit down. No, not you, Golda, come. Yeah, I hold her baby. Doesn't matter. Do you know her? Have you seen her before? Not since you were born. Yeah. Do you know her? You've seen her before? All your life. Okay. So this is the aeroplane. I'm the pilot. We are flying. It's a 1-hour flight. Which two will be chatting? Which two? Let's vote. These two. But what about these two? Silence. You know, this lady, she's a very nice lady. So she'll ask him, young man, how are you? Or ask him. He has finished. So after a while, then you ask him another question. Are you a student? Yes. They're looking for their mother. It's okay. No, listen. This church, get used to it. Do you understand? Get used to it. It's a community church. It will happen. Clap for the mother. But I'm just trying to prove something. So after I ask him what school, ask him, so what do your parents do? Ask him. It's a long question. He has finished. I mean, 2 seconds. It's a long question. What do your parents do? My father, my mother, my grandma. I mean, it's an essay. It's an essay question. But he has finished. Amen. And the reason please clap for my. This one, we didn't even bother to. They were talking to the morning. You can go and sit down. Thank you very much. And the reason is, the degree of friendship or knowing a person will greatly influence how much you talk with the person. Amen. So, how much you pray will greatly, you see, you all say you pray. That's why I'm not bothered to ask whether you pray or not. But how much you pray will greatly tell me and you, especially you, how really close you are to the Lord. And if you are really a Christian. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Yeah. If you are really a Christian, because there are many of us, you don't pray. Even your prayer is about 2 minutes. Your quiet time is barely anything. When we call a prayer meeting, which is a gathering of friends, you don't come. I don't know whether you're not minding me this morning. You know, prayer is a great indicator of how much of a Christian you are and how close you are to God. And that is why we try very, very hard to have a lot of prayer in church and worship. Worship is to give your heart to God. Shabbataya. It is to share yourself, give yourself to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to explain. Today I will not have time because our time is gone, but I'm trying to explain something about prayer and being a Christian. And many of us profess Christianity, which is a good start. But I want us to go further. I want us to go deeper. Amen. And maybe I want us to recognize, first of all, that we are not good Christians, that we should sit up and become a better Christian. Amen. We should sit up and become a better Christian. And I'm trying to, and I'm not in your house with you, but I'm trying to show you various signs. And one of the keys is that we don't pray much. And I'll tell you very shortly, one of the reasons, there are two reasons why we don't pray much. There are many reasons, but there are two reasons why we don't pray much. One is that we don't know God very well. He's not our friend. You know God is there. You don't know Him very well. So even though He's looking for you, you are not aware of Him very much. And the second reason is that to many people, God doesn't mind us. To many people, God doesn't mind us. Or it's not true. Many people, when you ask that, does God answer prayer? The official answer is yes. That's the official answer, because He says He's a prayer answering God. But when you delve down into people's lives, you will find that for many, many people, the answer is practically no. Amen? The answer is practically no, because many people, we have a longer list of unanswered prayer than of what? Now, am I the only one who's like that? Because some of you, like I say, oh, this man is in trouble, though, this pastor. Is God has the answer him? That's the feeling I'm getting, that this pastor, is God is not correct. Yeah. No, but, okay. One of the difficulties we have is that very, very seldom do we really ask ourselves the hard questions. And sometimes we are afraid of the answer. Because if you go and ask somebody, do you love me? And the person hesitates, how do you feel? Pardon? Very hurt. I mean, like, when I come, you know, do you love me? And she says, pardon? Suddenly, I'm like, hey, what is happening? What is happening? And so, for that reason, we won't ask at all. So, we don't know to be brokenhearted. Let's assume that it is, I hope you're with me. Let's assume that it is okay, because if I ask, any claim, do you love me? Then she just smiles. And then, it depends. You know, then suddenly you're like, oh, but until you ask, we are okay. And so sometimes we are, when they ask you, does God answer prayer? We choose not to think about it. Yeah. We just leave it there. Like, oh, according to the Bible, he's a prayer answering God. But in reality, you know, No, those of us who have cars, how many have cars? Those who have cars, you know, when they ask you, does your car start? We'll say yes. No, we'll say yes. Because, I mean, the vast majority, except
our brother here,
the vast majority of the time, the car starts. Yeah. And you sit down. I mean, when you're going to start your car, you don't pray. You just sit down with the key. I'm going somewhere. I have to be there in 5 minutes. I leave home 5 minutes of time, knowing that when I sit in my car and I turn the key, it will start. Then we take off. So the car starts. Of course, there are the occasions where the car fails you and disappoints you. And then when you press the thing, then suddenly you must get down and either take a taxi or do your own fittings. And that happens to every car. But when we say a car starts, it means when you sit down, are you listening to me? When you sit down and you turn the key, you expect it to start. What we are saying is, if you say God is a prayer answering God, when you bow your knee or bow your head and pray, you expect an answer. But that's not the case. That's not the case. In fact, it's like the frequency of God answering is the frequency of your car not starting. True or not true? No, you want a softer message? Do you want an easy message? Mary, do you want an easy message, a nice, soft, gentle message, or you should understand God and become a real Christian? Let me tell you something. It's past 10, but it's okay. If God were a shrine, no, I would go there. It doesn't work. If God were a shrine, he's not powerful. No. If the way God treats us is the way a shrine treats, no, I hope you are listening. If a shrine was to behave in that same way, by now it will close down. No, I mean, we would say that shrine, don't bother going there. It doesn't work. Don't bother. Don't bother trying to. That God is not a proper God. Because the man, the fetish priest there, is deceiving you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. He's not working. He says when you go there and you talk to him, he will make promises. He will say, bring a goat, a sheep, a cow, an offering, and even tithe. But when you ask for anything, what do you get back? Virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. And that's the experience. And that is why many Christians are not fully, deeply committed to church. That's why there are so many members, we still have to call them. We still have to look for them. And look, on paper, almost every chair should be full. But look at that empty chair by you. Yeah, on paper. Because many other people who are believers are not committed. And it is because when one of the rudest behavior of people is when I talk to you and you don't mind me. When I say, hi, William, he doesn't mind me. He doesn't mind me. When you greet somebody, come. Welcome. And then come. And you're passing. Hi, Leticia. Then she just greets them. Don't greet me, just pass. Hey! greet her as she's passing. I don't mind. Come and pass. Touch your hand to greet her. Hey, we are joking. But how do you feel?
Very bad.
Very bad. We are just joking. We are not serious. It's just church. It's not a concert drama. It's a church. And just even now, I feel like, oh. And you're thinking, why? What have I done? And listen to me. That is how many of us, deep inside, is a feeling towards God. Because we have prayed to God many times. We have reached out to Him. He has said, come to church. I've come to church. He has said, give offering. I'm giving offering. I've done some of the things He has asked me to do. But still, I don't have a certainty. My list of unanswered prayer topics is how many times longer than your answered? Is it 10 times longer? Or how many times longer? About that. 100. No, come down small. About 10. 1 in 10. 1 in 10 is not 1 in 100. There, what I said. 1 in 10 is a deficit. And it makes us, now listen carefully, it makes us weak Christians when you don't have the certainty, you don't have the deep conviction that God answers prayer. Amen. But listen to this. Matthew 21 and 22, the NIV. If you believe, Matthew 21, 22, this is King James. If you believe, you receive whatever. Is that English? You receive what? Whatever. Whatever. Whatever means except money. Whatever means except big money. What it means, what? It means everything. Mark 11, 24. In the NIV. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you... Is it true? No, take your time, or don't be dogmatic. Don't be in a hurry to say the Bible is true, because that's what you were told when you were born. By your experience. Are you listening to me this morning? Look, what you have seen in your short life or long life, depends on what life you have lived. Do you have this testimony? That where, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe. How many are believers? That you have received it. And it will be yours. Is that your experience? Listen. John 14. John 14. And verse 13. And what does it say? And I will do. You know, and it's funny. Jesus always asks the word whatever. He won't say some. I mean, he says, or you don't understand there. He says, whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, my wife, she told me that many years ago was her birthday. Then she went to see her uncle, and the uncle was very busy. He said, oh, I want to buy you something, but I'm very busy. So he wrote a check and gave it to her to go shopping. And when she checked their check, do you know the amount there? Blank. Hey! Blank. Whatever. I wish it were me, but it wasn't me. It was her. So she said she just went to a shop, just took one or two things, and then she ran away. I said, Shabaya. Like me, the man was very sad. But whatever means whatever. Yeah, but that's what it means. It's clear. That is what it means. And that uncle literally meant it. And he gave her a check to prove it. Yes. And that's what Jesus is saying right now. Whatever you do, you ask in my name. Are you listening? Whatever you ask in my name. And you see, Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So this is John 14. John 15. And verse 16. Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Hallelujah. And to make it finally clear, John 16, we have 14, 15, and 16. That part, this is where Jesus was really speaking his heart to the disciples before he left. John 16, 23. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. And to make it worse, he says, truly, truly, very, I mean, if you were to speak tree, what do we say tree? Yeah, it's official tree. And you go to a doom, they don't say, they will say something stronger, but I don't say it here. Truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Then he says clearly, ask and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. Listen, you will see that many people who have been to a shrine or a fetish or other places, they are even more committed because they get answers or they seem to get answers. No, they get answers from their place. They get answers when they go and they talk to their gods or whatever it is, and they come away with answers and they tell you something. Amen. But somehow we seem to stumble on this one. Amen. But there's a reason. There's a reason. Amen. Because what Jesus said in the Bible here is true. It's true. He is a prayer answering God. Yeah, it's true. What he has given us is true. So, are you listening? If there is a seemingly high percentage of prayer failure, where does the blame go? Where does the blame go? On us. On us. That's where it is. Yeah, if there's a high frequency of praying and not getting an answer, it's on us. And so I want us to spend, our time is finished, but it doesn't matter. We are going to start studying how to get 100% answered prayer. Yeah, we're going to look at it. Amen. I want you to believe that you can come to a place where God answers your prayer. Hallelujah. I want you to believe. I mean, even just today's Sunday. Yesterday, we were in Accra. I went to Mampong. I mean, we went to the very nice car. We just drove there happily and drove back. Suddenly, when we're coming back to Kumasi, the car wouldn't start. So we had to ask the guy, what is it? And then they look. Finally, one sensor was loose. That's all. So we had to just push it back in. And then they pushed it back in. and the car started. No, but I want us to know that even, you see, this element of not having some prayers answered, it will always be the case. It will always be the case of some prayers we pray will not be answered. But we must come to the place where the majority, are you listening? You must come to a place where when your car doesn't start, you are surprised. Hey, what's happening today? When I sow a seed and nothing come back, I have no, hey, what's happening today? You must come, are you listening to me? You must come to the place where when we pray, I you see, you must say, as I'm walking, me, I'm a prayer answer. As you are walking, say, me, God is on my side. I had a friend who was called a friend, and he used to tell people, it is dangerous to be against me. Oh yeah, it is dangerous to be against me, because he said that God answers my prayer very, very much. And we asked him, I mean, he was a very strange friend, not my friend too. He was very strange. He was once in a hall, in a dormitory, and all the people in the dormitory had mosquito nets over their bed, except him. No. And we asked him, "What? How can you? I mean, why?" He says, "I have commanded the mosquitoes not to come near me. I have commanded the mosquitoes not to come near me." And he said that truly, truly, he would lie down peacefully and sleep. And he said, "I have commanded the mosquitoes, do not come near me." Yeah. This is like, what a guy. What a guy. Amen. Look, you see, many of us, our faith in God is weak. Is weak. Because I'm trying to articulate what you are thinking, but not saying. And many of us, we are not committed to him. Because in a way, he's not committed to us. No, it's not like that. You won't say it, but me, I'll say it for you. Yeah, I mean, if you had a friend who was always faithfully on time, would you also be on time? But this God, sometimes it's not there. Sometimes you're on your own. Sometimes you pray hard for rent money, for school fees, for healing, for father, something. And the thing, he has done it before. He has done it before. But in your case, he didn't do it. One young lady, she left church. She left church. She stopped church because her father was ill. And then we came together to pray. And we prayed. And still he died. And she said that other people's fathers, we prayed and they got up. Some were even more serious than her own. And they rose up and became well. But her father died. God has disappointed her. Why should I follow a God who disappoints? What answer do you have for this? And that's why this season, we are starting today. We are going to learn how to pray such that if God doesn't answer you, you are surprised. You say, hey, maybe it's good I didn't go. You now activate Romans 8:28 that I was praying to go. You know, one of our friends about 2, 3, 4 years ago, we're going to Accra for a meeting. And then in the morning, when he woke up, his car didn't start. He fixed the car. Then he was going somewhere. Then something didn't happen. By the afternoon, so many things had happened that he should have known that, no, don't go to Accra. Reverend Charles, you know him? Okay, he's in our area here. By the evening, we have so many things have happened. This guy is not there. The puncture, so many things. The guy said, no, he's going to Accra. So around 4 o'clock, he got up, going to Accra. I said, at this 4 o'clock time, it's too late now. I was in Accra at that time. So he left at 4 o'clock. Around what time? 8 o'clock. Then they call me. Pastor, he's dead. I said, what do you mean he's dead? They say he's dead. I said, are you sure? I said, he's sure. He's dead. I can't tell you how he died. He died. He was cut in two by an articulator. But you see, there were so many, are you listening? There were so many signs that somebody are going to go. The person is not there. So many signs that don't go. Some prayers, when you pray, the answer is no. Do you understand? Hey, you're not minding me this morning. Yeah, some prayers. One of my prayers I prayed. Thank God that prayer was answered. I'm going to marry a certain girl. Hey, it didn't work. Had it worked? I wouldn't be here. Because that girl, she's still in town somewhere. Oh yeah, she's still not married. But she's kind of lifestyle that I couldn't live that lifestyle. No. Like that, don't point you at shock. You'll be here. Yeah. So some prayers should not be answered. True or correct? Are you with me? Some prayers should not be answered. Yeah. So that one is, we accept it. I don't think we are bad people. So maybe one or two prayers should not be answered. You are praying for a fast car. No. God don't give them a fast car. This one cry, you are going too fast. This one is a Hyundai. It's a Hyundai. And you are going too fast. And you want a fast car, a Mercedes or a BMW. No, you go and kill yourself and die. So some prayer, God shouldn't answer. No, are you listening? But it should be the exception. It shouldn't be such that you don't remember the last prayer God answered for you. You don't remember the last time I prayed and then I got an answer. Many things like, have you forgotten you prayed? It was so long ago. And you have a list of all the things outstanding that you're waiting for God to do for you. But the Bible says clearly that whatever you ask, it says it. I gave you 5 scriptures just now. It says clearly, whatever you ask, Barbara, whatever you ask, you will get it. Yeah, whatever you ask, you will get it. So there's something that we're going to start studying this thing. But I want us to aim. That's our aim. That we are getting to the point where the majority of our prayers are going to be answered. I didn't hear a good amen. We are going to get to the place where when you pray for something and nothing happens, you say, you are surprised. They say, God is doing something. God is doing something. He wants, when Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, there were many there. He only healed one person. Why? God is doing something. Yeah, and God chose not to heal. It would be a deliberate policy. Not that I'm used to prayers not being answered. To the point where we stop praying. To the point where our prayers are so superficial. They are so short. And they're not deep. That suddenly, let's pray. And if you, when you pray, cry, you don't close your eyes. Or you don't even go into the prayer. You just do some mechanical thing. Because the fact that God will answer your prayer, that foundation has been shaken in us. And what is prayer? Prayer is talking to God. It's not always asking things. It's not always telling God, give me something. No. Much of my prayer to God, I'm not asking for anything. Much of my prayer to God is not asking. It is, we are talking. In your room, what are you asking for? Let's be serious. What and what are you asking for? What do you need? Shoe, dress, food, what again? Accommodation, school fees, a car, a house, marriage, and then what? And then what? Visa. You're not going anywhere. And then what? And then after food. You see, somebody like this young lady is here. They don't need visa. They don't need house. They don't need car. They need car. Sorry. You don't need husband at this time. No. So that What are you praying for? Food and more food and more food and then dress and then phone. Then you have a phone and then you get a phone, pass the exams, then you pass the exam, and then what? And then what? What are you praying for? I hope you are getting me. What are you praying for? I'm praying for money. You're praying for money. Good. You have gotten money. And then I'm praying for more money again. Be careful now. Your mind is now tilting towards something else. You are now no longer praying for what you need, but you are now being, I don't know whether I'm seeing anything well. You're now becoming possessive. And you are now becoming, is the word, is greedy too strong? It's not too strong. Greedy. Because now I have and I want more. I mean, when you have three cars and you are one person, what are you going to do? Monday car, Tuesday car, Wednesday car. It's the beginning of madness. Amen. But listen carefully. I want us to get to the place where our prayers are answered so often that you are surprised, that you notice this one hasn't been answered. I prayed and this one is not answered. Or okay, Lord is doing something. I suspect why it's not answered. I mean, now when I pray and prayer, it is not answered. Very soon, I can see why. Very soon, I can see, no, it's good. Or this prayer, I cried. Thank you, Lord, for not answering this prayer. Very soon afterwards. But this evening, what I'm also saying is that many prayers, we're not asking. It is talking to God. But because we're not close to God, and the few times we talk to Him, there seems to be no answer. We are drifting back. But what it means to be a Christian is to be a person of prayer. Hallelujah. Put your hands together this morning. A person of prayer. And we'll be praying, we'll be talking about it. But our time is up this morning. Put your hands together and stand to your feet. Shall we stand to our feet this morning? This morning, we want to thank the Lord for this short time in His presence. A short word that He has given us to set our minds focused on Him. And to think about prayer and what it means. But the greatest, most important prayer that a man can pray. This prayer, He has said He will forever answer it. It's a prayer of salvation. This morning, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here this morning and you have never prayed this prayer, the prayer of salvation, the Lord Jesus, come into my heart and take control. You are here this morning and you have never ever lifted your hand or your heart to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life and take control. Today is a perfect day, a perfect opportunity to pray that prayer. And every head bowed, every eye closed, if you are here this morning and you are the person who can say, Pastor, I've not prayed this prayer before, please, pray with me. Just lift your right hand. Just lift your right hand. I have never prayed this prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart. I have been in church, I've gone around, I've done so many things. But this prayer, it is the beginning of prayers of eternal life. And you are here and you can say, Pastor, I have never prayed this prayer. Wherever you are, just do me a favor and lift your right hand. And say, Pastor, please pray with me. Thank you. Pray with me. I want to pray this prayer this morning. I want to pray this prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, if you are raised your hand, just come to the front. Just come to the front. Thank you. Put your hands together. Oh, put your hands together. us to pray this prayer. And if you have prayed it already, pray it again today as a prayer of rededication to bring yourself back online with the Lord. And my brothers, I want us to pray this morning. Please pray after me. Dear Jesus, today I come to you exactly as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and all the bad things that I've ever done. Wash them away with your sacrifice at Calvary. Change my heart. Give me a new heart, one that will love you and serve you for the rest of my days. Prepare a place for me in heaven by your side and write my name in the book of life. Today, I give my heart to Jesus. Today, I invite Jesus, come and take over, take control, and lead me on my life's journey for the rest of my days. Today, I am born again, and Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my best friend. Thank you, Father, for this great salvation that is mine today. Lord, thank you for my brothers as they stand here to receive this gift that you've given us all. Mark them with the seal, Holy Ghost, that they are yours forever. Let there be a sign and a change that these ones have been turned from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. Bless and keep them in all their way. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother, God bless you. God bless you. Do you see our pastor over there? Please go to him. We'll talk to you for a few minutes. Then we come back again. Just a few minutes. Let's go. Or put your hands together.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.